Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice, delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, good afternoon. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. So today, let's start our week off, if we shall, with writer and podcaster Rob Morse. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon, Bill. I was surprised you didn't call us double ugly, but all right. I can learn new tricks.
Hey, I'm trying to be unpredictable.
There you go.
Yeah.
Oh. Well, I got some questions for you today. We'll see. Stand ready, Bill.
Stand ready.
Unpredictable. Welcome to Chicago. We had, predictably, the gangs murdered some people over the weekend. Oddly enough, 35 people were shot. An additional 5 were shot and murdered. As horrible as that sounds, the good news that's close to half compared to the previous weekend.
Yeah.
Each week this summer, we're adding about 100 people shot, about 20 people murdered per week in Chicago. That brings the total so far to 1,670 wounded this year so far, and an additional 369 shot and killed by drug gangs in Lori Lightfoot, Chicago. I bring that up every week. Bill, it's a perspective that we have to keep in mind in almost everything we're going to talk about today.
Indeed. Well, you know, and it, I just don't want to get into the habit of looking at it from the perspective that while anything reductive in a place like, say, Chicago is good, it's not, it's just better than the normal. It's not actually good.
Right.
Do you agree? Yeah.
Well, again, perspective is everything. Half of, more than half, I think it's 52%, call it half, of U.S. counties won't have a single murder this year.
Yeah.
Violence is localized. Democrat politicians would tell us it's a ubiquitous epidemic. Gun violence is everywhere. It's unavoidable if you're in a Democrat-controlled city.
Well, that's the caveat they leave out, though.
Yeah, they forget that part.
Yeah.
I want to get personal now that we've got house cleaning out of the way.
There's
you were going to go back to the dojo.
Yes. Yes, yes.
How'd that work out?
So I have gone. I had a couple of issues. I actually went in there today and had a discussion with my chief instructor, the guy who runs the school, Ray Thompson. And what I'm going to do... Ray's operation is just so big that I need to go somewhere and work with somebody one-on-one.
Okay.
Because I have two issues. I have a lack of flexibility, which is a huge issue.
Mm-hmm.
Huge issue. I also have a lack of mobility, which is mainly due to neuropathy in my feet, thanks to a doctor who I don't want to say where I would like to see her go, but it is a very warm year-round climate.
Oh, it's a byproduct of some of the drugs you were on?
Yeah, yeah.
Ah.
She decided that I was type 2 diabetic when I never was and put me on a bunch of stuff that became a self-fulfilling destiny because I got one of the side effects that normally comes with having high A1C, except my A1C is well below the threshold.
Wow. Wow.
So.
Well, okay. But movement is part of the cure, as strange as that sounds.
Movement is part of the cure. I called another karate instructor who also has segued into being a personal trainer. He's 70 years young. And when I was up there talking to him, I was saying, so should I be riding a bike a lot? He said, no.
Oh.
And I said, well, why not? He said, well, you can ride the bike some. That's because he's the one that gave me the bike. I was surprised that he said not to ride the bike. He
yeah.
wasn't saying not to ride a bike. What he was saying was, I also think you should walk 3 miles a day.
Good.
So, that's going on. In addition to this, I'm going to take up yoga for the flexibility end of it. But to help me with my mobility, I have an old friend. He's been on this show before. His name is Jason Coral. Jason's instructor lived with Bruce Lee when Bruce Lee was new to had come back to the United States back in the 60s.
Mm-hmm.
And he was there at the beginning of what became Bruce Lee's system, which is called Jeet Kune Do, or the Way of the Intercepting Fist. And along with Jeet Kune Do, if you actually become versed in that, you actually become versed in other systems like Wing Chun, which is a kung fu system or style, if you will,
mm-hmm.
which
mm-hmm.
Works with very short bases, very short stances, and a lot of really linear technique that is really good up close.
Okay.
So while I'm going through all of this and working on the flexibility, because right now I can't throw kicks.
Right. That's a handicap.
Yeah. So I'm going to be working with Jason, and he's going to help me. He's going to help me with both mobility, flexibility, and maybe building up a little stamina by doing very heavy punching drills.
Mm-hmm.
So in the interim, while I'm gone from one school, I'm going to another one to set up. What I really should have done is I should have done a really serious analysis of what I can do and what I can't do. And I should have looked at that instead of getting out there and just jumping into it. Because I was going to the school and I would sit there and the punches, I've got the punches. I've got the punches. The punches still happen. Punches are the same. I got my distance back down. I started closing the gap the correct way and everything else, but when it came to the rest of the stuff, couldn't participate.
I'm sorry.
So, rather than pay somebody to let me stand around, I'm going to pay somebody to make me move around. And it, like you said, it all becomes a matter of perspective, because what I can't do there, I'm going to take that shortcoming, which was in one school, and I'm going to turn it into a strong suit in the other one to where I can work out the things I need to work out. And then I will go back to the other school.
Well, I like it that you're saying, okay, great, get some endurance exercise on the bicycle, but it's not weight-bearing, and it's a different sort of dynamic balance
yeah.
than you're going to need on your feet. So
right.
you need to walk, too. I
yeah.
like that. Good.
Yeah.
It's broad, and then the punching will give you the straight strength training. So,
yeah,
excellent.
I won't have to worry about lifting weights and hurting my joints anymore. The punching will take care of that a great deal. It'll take care of that a great deal. Plus, I get to study Bruce Lee's system yet again. I've been in that twice, and that's really something that every gun carrier, because Jason is really big on, like, he'll tell any gun carrier, because he carries a gun himself, he'll tell you should really learn one really good punch.
Right.
So when they get you and you punch them in the face and they let go of you and grab their face, you can now draw your gun, not necessarily at your leisure, but you can draw your gun and get set. And I think that makes a lot of sense.
My daughter's fight didn't make. She's tall like me. She's fairly thin. A competitor. They just couldn't put it together.
Right.
But to her eternal credit, and I respect this, before you can walk into competition, you got to learn how to take a punch, meaning you have to have enough instincts that you're going to get hit and respond without the front part of your brain being able to talk you through it. Oh, here comes a punch. I have to do that. I didn't do enough of it. Here's still the answer to that punch, even though I got clipped. Bill, you're learning some invaluable skills.
Yeah, well, relearning. We're coming up on the first break.
Oh, gosh. Gotcha.
Rob and I are going to be talking a lot today. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
In the 21st century, the handgun has become the preeminent self-defense tool. At ZNA Precision, we specialize in taking your weapon to the highest degree of functionality possible. With a complete array of goods and services specializing in red dot sight installation, ZNA Precision will help you realize the most effective handgun the first time. If you need slide milling, installation, or accessories, go to chpws.com. ZNA Precision. Welcome to the Boom Squad.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. Speaking with Rob Morse, writer and podcaster. Have you done any training this year?
We still buddy got- who's an Army vet, he took me to the range, so I got an improv lesson at the range with my AR. We were shooting on the AQT and the little sighting in sheet. Boy, they make it mechanical. almost hard to get it wrong, isn't it?
Right.
Set the adjustment knob here. 0 at 25 yards. Back off 2 clicks. Now you're good at 300. It's army proof. I liked it.
Army proof. You know.
How about yourself?
I've done none. Last time I trained was with Steve.
Okay.
Is that right? What did we do? We did tactical response first and then Steve, yeah?
Right.
Okay, that's the last time I trained. Last time I shot.
Have you heard from James? He's back from Ukraine, but...
Well, he's...
Other than that, I haven't followed him as closely as I should.
Well, they had a alumni weekend, which we could have gone to.
Bill, did you get some of the news about Elijah Dickin?
I did not. What happened to him? What's up with Elijah? Have we still got
Rob? I can't hear you, Bill. I don't know what to say right now.
Can
GCN comment?
Can you hear me now?
I can't hear you now.
Okay.
So was it the new setup on your desk? And we
Who knows? No. Let's look at this. While you're talking, I'll... I don't know what was going on. Anyway.
You what sound happened a little overmodulated. Let me talk about Elijah Dickin, because that is news.
Okay.
This is the young man who stopped mass murder last week at a mall near Indianapolis, Indiana. Well, we're learning more, and I'll say it's good news. Again, if you didn't get all the details, he was a 22-year-old man, and when the shooting stopped, one of the things he wisely did was he called his family. They got him a lawyer, and the lawyer handled his public comments. Because he didn't speak to the public, we thought he didn't say anything. Turns out that Elijah wisely made brief statements to the police. After the attack, Dickin was vilified by anti-gun billionaire Bloomberg spokesman. They said the reason this happened was because of too many guns in public. And then they proceeded to blame Dickin for having a gun under constitutional carry, so he could carry even though he didn't necessarily have a state permit to carry. They blamed him for carrying in the mall, even though there was a sign that said the mall didn't like guns. Well, that sign also said that patrons had to wear shoes and remain clothed. That sign has no force of law, other than it lets a mall cop come up to the teenagers who take off their shoes or who decide to take off their clothes and walk around in their underwear. Now, if you argue with them, you can be cited for trespassing. We later find out that Dickin does have his carry permit, and he's had it for about 14 months. So he was legally carrying for almost a year before constitutional carry went into effect, and also over a year before he had to use his firearm in public. He was not the only possible defender in the food court who was armed. We later found out that the murderer spent almost an hour in the bathroom before the attack. When the murderer came out of the stall, the first person he shot was someone who was walking into the bathroom. It turns out that first victim was armed. The murderer then walked into the food court and was able to kill two more people before Dickin stopped him. Dickin reacted and shot back because he heard the shots that were directed at others. The first victim didn't have that advantage. He had no warning. He was the first shot. He had no warning until after he was mortally wounded. It seems that's a rule. We've seen a similar pattern in the attack at the West Freeway Church in White Settlement, Texas. If you remember, and there we've seen the videos, the murderer shot the first victim as the victim sat in a church pew. He was starting to get up. The guy points the shotgun at him. He sits back down. The defender then shot the attacker from the back of the auditorium. If we have to learn anything from this, if we could summarize, a good guy with a carry permit was there when he was legally allowed to be and where he was legally allowed to be. He saw an attack, and he stopped it in seconds. We're still waiting to see the security video out of Indianapolis. And you may want to give a brief statement to the police, but more about that later. Bill, are you squared away?
I have no idea. Am I?
Well, we haven't heard from GCN, so we must be doing something right.
I seriously doubt that. But, I don't have issues with my setup. I have issues with my internet provider.
Oh.
And, unfortunately, I don't know what to do about them.
You sound a little overmodulated. Did you already talk about the assault weapons ban that was passed in the House?
Oh, I have, but we can continue to talk about it. But we have about a minute and a half, so if you want to set up that, that's fine.
There we go. What? At first, we were interested in what the proposal was and then who voted for it, who did and who didn't support it. A number of Republicans now have come out and said, wow, the House leadership was AWOL. They were nowhere to be found. What's surprising, and you and I have issues with Thomas Massie, we've now got video of what he said opposing this bill. And it makes me like him a little more. We'll cover it in detail after the break.
Sure. They needed a 216 vote threshold, and two Republicans voted with them, even though a number of Democrats voted against it. The two Republicans put them over. So
it was, and I've got names, and we'll take names and mention congressional districts.
There you go. Tell everybody how to find you.
I host the Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast, and I'm a co-host on the Polite Society podcast. My blog is at slowfacts.wordpress.com. From there, my writing's picked up at AmmoLand, where I also write the weekly Armed Citizens Column. I'll pick and choose from that. Bill and I go over it. We share it with you and the ninjas.
We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high quality distance education using time tested materials and hands on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is going to visit Taiwan with meetings scheduled with government officials on the self-ruled island that China claims as its own. Taiwanese government officials and others are reporting Ms. Pelosi is planning to meet Tuesday evening, but with most meetings taking place Wednesday. CNN translates Tsai Huai Chung. He owns a tea shop in Taipei.
I don't think they will retaliate. I don't worry about it. Mainland China is just threatening us. If they really decide to invade Taiwan, they can kill it within 2 to 3 days. They don't need to talk much.
The White House physician reported President Biden tested positive again for COVID-19 late Saturday morning. He's showing no symptoms. America lost one of our favorite basketball players. Bill Russell died Sunday in Mercer Island, Washington, at the suburb of Seattle. USA Radio News. A ship carrying grain left the Ukrainian port of Odessa for foreign markets on Monday under a safe passage agreement. It's the first export of grain since the Russia invasion blocked shipping through the Black Sea 5 months ago. The deal was brokered by Turkey and key members of the United Nations. Let's get an update on the flooding devastation in eastern Kentucky.
The death toll from flash floods triggered by torrential rain in eastern Kentucky earlier this week has climbed to 25, according to Governor Andy Beshear. Mr. Beshear said on Facebook Saturday that the state was still in the search and rescue phase and that the number of fatalities was likely to increase. Governor Beshear added,
"Oh, we love you, and we're going to be there for you, not just today and tomorrow. We're going to be there for you next year. We'll move heaven and earth to try to repair the damage, to repair your lives, to rebuild. And we know you love where you live, and we're going to be right there with you."
At the Gulf Coast Newsroom of USA Radio News, I'm Tony Maruso.
USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. We're talking to writer and podcaster Rob Morse. I shouldn't be overmodulating now.
You sound wonderful as always. You're not any better looking, but you do sound better.
Well, you know, there's only so much I can do.
Well,
only so much I can do.
When I have a face, we have a face for radio.
Yeah.
You were right, and I was surprised. Somewhat pleased, five Democrats refused to support this assault weapons ban in Congress. That's good. Unfortunately, two Republicans voted for it. Drumroll, please. Republican Congressman Chris Jacobs, whose district is near Buffalo, New York, and Brian Fitzpatrick, whose district is a suburb of Philadelphia. Jacobs from New York said he will not run for office again. I wonder how much Mr. Bloomberg had to pay him.
Yeah.
A number of, and as I mentioned, it's not just these two, but a number of congressmen said, "Wow, where was the leadership?" There was no leadership in the House opposing this bill. Now, I've seen the video from Republican Thomas Massie. He was eloquent. He said, if you can ban a 223, then you can ban almost all centerfire rifles and a large number of handguns. Now, I'd go on and add to what Congressman Massie said. If they're weapons of war when we have them, why are they called a patrol rifle or a duty gun if law enforcement carries the same piece of steel and plastic, particularly if they're carrying it to protect a congressman or a local politician in City Hall?
Yeah.
Let he who is without a security detail turn in the first gun.
Sure.
Did you listen to any of that coverage, Bill?
I watched a lot of the YouTube stuff. I watched a lot of the deep debate between all of those. And it was interesting to watch, but the Nadler and Cicilline, He's the most arrogant idiot I've ever seen in my life. Dude is absolutely, he's just all the way out there. But at the same time, he doesn't know what he's talking about, but he's very, very adamant about his ignorance.
What's the joke? Seldom accurate, but never hesitant.
Yeah. Whatever it is, without knowing the details of the stupidity where he's getting his ideas. I have one of those guns he's talking about with a arm brace coming, I think this week.
Yeah.
And okay. I'm going to take it out because I never knew that if I just pulled the trigger on that, it would just fire so doggone fast because of that. I've got one over here already. Mine must be broke because it don't do it.
All the guns in my safe are broke too. They haven't tried to escape and kill anybody. We were blamed. Gun manufacturers were blamed, and yet we're talking. If you look at all the people murdered with long guns, we're talking about a few hundred a year. Fewer that are killed with hands and feet. Fewer that are killed with knives each year. And yet they ignored that we use a long gun in armed defense thousands and thousands of times a year.
Well, the other part they ignore all the time is how many violent crimes occur without any guns at all.
What 85%, but I don't know that number. I'm going to guess a million, 1.1 million, something like that.
I don't know.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it's when you're looking at that kind of stuff and everything else. I mean, see, I'm against violence. I'm not against any particular kind of violence. If somebody rolls up on a ballet class of little girls and they take a machete in there on them, I'm against that. Take a gun, I'm against it. If they take Molotov cocktails, I'm against it. Whatever it is, whatever's going to happen, I'm against them doing that. Because those children, those people, should not have to worry about somebody rolling in on them while they're just going about their daily lives. So I would like to see that hardened, but that takes away from the point of that. I'm just against anybody rolling in and being violent in any way, shape, or form to someone else, to some innocent victim. If they would actually concentrate on that and look at that, I know they're not going to. I know why they're going after guns. I get it. I understand all that. But it's still just, I don't know.
Well, I want to go back to our friend John Lott and also some psychological research we've seen recently. Lott said that over 50% of the murders occur in less than 2% of our counties.
Yep.
Violence is localized. When you crush the future of young men, they will find a way to make a name for themselves illegally. If you've made it impossible legally, they'll go the other way. So to me, this violence is a cry of despair. Wow. Thank you to you, Bill, and to GCN, since we don't hear that from the mainstream news.
Well, I think it's probably due to the fact that mainstream news, news media, the traditional news media,
right,
are they're not very they research nothing. They copy and paste. They have an agenda. They're all looking for in the same place for the same sources. So that's why they all sound alike, and inadvertently, because of their laziness, while they're all putting out the same message because of their copy and paste antics,
right?
Some of the less engaged people look at that and say, "Well, I keep hearing it everywhere; it must be true."
Ah, okay. Everybody who stole it from the AP and Rick Hector mentioned the AP. We have to come back to that.
Okay, well, we can definitely come back from the AP or to the AP. What did Rick have to say about the AP?
Yeah, let me Rick, was personally touched when he read about a woman in Detroit whose body had been dumped in an alley. He said, that's horrific. He was already an NRA instructor. He became a training counselor. He runs a free one-day clinic to train women with the safe use of firearms. And it grew from one range one day. Now it's got two ranges over a weekend. They're still counting noses and still picking up brass.
Right.
But he had over 2,800 people registered. He had at least 1,200 students show up to one of his ranges, because I asked to some of the instructors there. Thank you, Rick Ector, and the hundreds of volunteers that made this possible.
Yeah, that was this past weekend. I got a text from somebody named Will Luker. He was out hanging out with John Adine. Sent me a text going, "When do you plan on hanging out with the cool kids?" Okay, nobody told me about this one, but that's all okay. Anyway, we are coming up on the next break. If you'd be so kind as to tell everybody all the things that you put out there for them.
I host the Self Defense Gun Stories podcast. Short, 20 minutes once a week. And I'm a co-host on the Polite Society podcast. I don't think we've ever been under 90 minutes there. My blog is at slowfacts.wordpress.com. 2,000 articles waiting for you. From there, the writing's picked up at Ammoland Shooting Sports News, where I write the weekly Armed Citizens column. Somehow, don't I have to pick through those to see what we can talk about today?
Absolutely. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender-scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on the Green Meadow whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. We are speaking with writer and podcaster Rob Morse. We'll be speaking with him in the next hour as well, because do you know where Dan is gone to?
Now you're going to make me jealous, I bet. What's Dan?
I'm going to make you. He's on his way to gun sight.
Well, good for him.
Yeah.
Everybody's told me to go. Some of my friends have been. Have you ever taken a mag, the legal part of mag 20 yet?
I am not familiar with it, no, sir.
Okay, it's the legal part. When are you legally allowed to use lethal force? Because you and I've talked, we pulled the trigger together. But I was thinking of doing at least a half-day review of that with somebody.
Right.
And, okay, that came up. This is a for real. I got a topic. So my turn or your turn? Who do you want?
You go.
Okay. Well, you know I cover our neighbors when they use a gun on the Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast.
Yes, sir.
When I read through them, I'm trying to picture what happens. It seems like a lot of them are the bad guys run onto the gun. If the good guy had a sword, the bad guy charged him, and you know the good guy couldn't back up any farther. It's almost as if the defender waits too long and is almost shooting with metal on meat. Now, there are exceptions. In the Indianapolis Mall, the defender made his shots at 40 yards. So it isn't that we can't shoot at a distance, but that we don't. And I think that makes sense to me. It's harder to justify self-defense when the bad guy's 40 yards away. And I wonder if that's because we don't know the law and we don't know when we're allowed to shoot. In stopping the mall attack, notice that's not self-defense at all. It's defense of an innocent third party. Look, and that makes complete legal and moral sense. We have the right, and some would say, the compassion, the obligation to defend others. But before we can do that, we have to know the law. And now, Bill, there's been a flood of new people who can legally carry in public. They may have learned about the gun, but there's a lot they have to learn about gun culture and the law. We've been living with guns for four centuries, and we've sure learned a lot. And so where did you get your training that said when you can shoot?
Well, they try to tell you this, you know, when you're in your concealed carry permit class in South Carolina, they're trying to tell you this, but the thing they're trying to impress upon you is if you do not have any real idea that making a presumption can get you in a whole lot of trouble. However, I do think that if I see someone whipping out an AR in the food court, Right. I think he's not in a uniform. If he's not in a uniform, I think he may be fair game. I think he may be fair game.
As my colleague Ben Branham says, I think that's a clue, Rob. Bill, yeah. I think that's a clue.
I'll be able to see who he's shooting at in a food court. I'll be able to see who he's targeting. Now, if he's targeting a bunch of guys that have blue or red bandanas, I can make the presumption that maybe this is an undercover guy dealing with gang warfare, especially if they're shooting at him. But if he's shooting at some blue-haired lady with a walker, well, you know, that just doesn't fit with the profile of a desperate criminal that needs to be shot down like a dog in a food court.
That instinctive perception that you have, how does this man move? What does it look like he's doing? The great news is, that's a pretty good gut reaction. Police have said, why didn't you shoot that armed citizen in the mall when there was a gang fight somewhere else? He goes, because he was standing there with his gun held close to his body behind a column and waving people out of the mall. That didn't look like a gang thug to me, so he didn't need to be shot.
Right.
Unfortunately, a lot of these new gun owners, we got our education from the movies and playing cowboys and Indians as kids. Well, best practice has changed since then. We've changed everything in the gun culture. The best guns to carry when they're concealed. We've changed how we hold the gun, what we do with it as we defend in place, and what we do with it on the move. And, wow. Now we have great classes on the legal technicalities. Is it immediate? Is it unavoidable? Is it lethal? Okay, there you go. And I, if that existed 15 years ago, Bill, I didn't hear about it. Now it's gone.
Yeah, I think the other thing that comes with that is that, and once again, you made the comment about this earlier about it depending on the perspective. And
yes,
perspective changes. So, like, if somebody's coming at me with a Molotov cocktail and I point a gun at their face and they turn around and run away, I can no longer shoot at them because they're turning away and they've turned it from an attack into a retreat. Unless they're running towards a school bus full of kids.
Right.
And then I can shoot them in the back all day long. I can deanimate them as long as it takes for them to deanimate. And I think, based upon what we know statistically, where concealed carry holders only shoot the wrong, they shoot the wrong person only 2% of the time.
Right.
I think that probably we, as a subspecies of Americans, we're pretty good at what we do because we apparently observe really well. And then we take action really well.
We do have an easier job than what police are supposed to do.
Yeah. Well, they get there after the fact, and then they got to try to sort out who's who.
Well, or they have to, I saw that guy beat somebody up. I have to go close and apprehend a criminal. You and I, just, you're the criminal. Get the hell out of here. Just, there's the door. Keep going.
Yep.
I'll leave that to the police. I don't want that job. And that means my job is much easier. Now, there are exceptions, right? School teachers, you know, who are defending their class. If we're defending our family, we can be pretty ferocious.
Yeah. Well, I mean, and once again, it's all about perspective. It's all going to come down to the context of where you are and what's going on around you. Like, for me, one of the things I used to do, I haven't done it lately because I don't know why I haven't done it lately. I didn't do it for 2 years because of COVID, but we used to have this art festival here. It was all downtown. It took up all of the streets and everything. Some really cool stuff was happening out there. And for somebody like me that just likes to shoot video, period, it was great to go out there and take a camera and shoot video of these things. And if something unfolded in front of me, where I'm surrounded by crowds, and there's something happening in front of me or behind me or something like that, I'm going to have to get extremely close to the action.
Right.
If I decide to take some sort of action. And I don't know what I'm going to do in that situation. I'm going to do one of two things. I'm either going to try to figure out where it's coming from and go in that direction, or I'm going to get everybody that's with me, and I'm going to get them between. I'm going to get between them and wherever the sound's coming from, and I'm going to be looking while they go. But now, on the other hand, if it's just same group of people with me, and I'm out on the street and we're walking back to the car at a parking lot or something, and somebody comes up and accosts us, okay. Well, if they want my car, I'll probably just give them a car. If they want more than that, I'm probably going to give them more than they were counting on.
Right.
And I'm not going to worry about distance and certain things like that. And I will be looking behind me and everything, but, I mean, there's going to be cars or cinder block walls or whatever. And I'm just going to have to take into my mind's eye. I may hit some of those things. Oh, well, here we go. That's why they have...
Yeah.
That's why they have... Comprehensive insurance, yeah.
Right.
You hang on for me. We're going to flip into the next hour. Rob's staying with me through the second hour because old Dan Zimmerman is on his way to gun sight. That goofball, he's doing something I'd rather be doing. But, hey, we got more to talk about. Most of the time, Rob and I are just getting warmed up before the hour's up. So now we're just warmed up. Now we're going to get rough. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis Quality Built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Are you prepared for more severe food shortages? It's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal, folks. It's time to act before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com without delay. You'll find ready-hour emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply that lasts up to 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day to keep your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes. Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.